part of their day here at the Mall of America.
In America, we have come up to a crossroads of the Constitution versus Islamic law. Most of the people in America don't even know what Islam means. It's just a religion that we've been told that it's a religion of peace.
Terror connection leading right back to the Twin Cities.
Federal authorities say that a man's been arrested on terror-related charges.
Major concerns in the Somali community over a terror recruitment video that was released by Al-Shabaab.
It's often the lead story in the Twin Cities. Terror recruits coming from Minnesota, where thousands of Somalis relocated after civil war ripped their country apart in 1991.
When we look at this through the Refugee Resettlement Program, we have to look at it through a couple different prisms. First of all, the Refugee Resettlement Program was created from the United Nations High Council of Refugees, and then it was displaced these refugees through the State Department, and then the State Department then gives them and hands them down to 9 voluntary contractors called VOLOGs. These 9 VOLOGs, 6 of those are basically what they call religious affiliations. The Refugee Resettlement Program is designed and created out of the United Nations. It has really no control here in the United States, nor do cities like St. Cloud, Wilmer, and Minneapolis have any control over it. They are controlled out of the United Nations with the disbursement of people. And they pick and choose who these refugees are going to be, depending on the working class that we need in the United States and throughout the world. This is a very lucrative business, but it's a lucrative business for 9 volunteer agencies at the upper level. So when we say humanitarian issue, it has nothing to do with humanitarianism. It has to do with cheap labor being shuffled from one country to the next, and businesses are transporting and they need cheap labor. And Minnesota is a prime example of cheap labor.
So why have so many Somali Americans chosen to live here? Good question. Here's Heather Brown.
There isn't just one Somali American story, but rather 69,000 in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the largest population of Somali Muslims outside of the country of Somalia. Well, if you've ever read even the first 4 articles of the Somali Constitution, and you can read that in 5 minutes, those 4 articles make it very clear that the culture, the life, the mindset, the ingrained belief system of every person of Somali descent is to be Islamic. No other religion, no other process, no other religious system is even allowed in Somalia. So now you're bringing these folks by the boatload, trainload, whatever the numbers are, to the United States. Many of them because they want to get out of the ugly civil war and the poverty and the distress in their own country. And where do people in the world come when they want opportunity, when they want freedom? They want to come to America. So now you bring into America millions of people whose mindset is from their own nation. And they are brought into a nation that tells them they have religious freedom. They look at the First Amendment and say, gosh, you got freedom of speech. We didn't have that. We got freedom of the press. We don't really have that. We have freedom of religion and religious expression. Okay, I guess as long as we got the right religion, we can do that. But how many of those Muslims that come here are Sharia adherent? Somewhere on the conservative end now, could be higher, I'm going to use a conservative number, but about 10% of those who come here are Sharia compliant. And not only are they Sharia compliant, they are tied directly to the jihadist movement and they are being directed by the Muslim Brotherhood.
The Muslim Brotherhood is now fighting for its survival. Designated a terrorist organization in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Syria, and Russia.
There are elements of Muslim Brotherhood that have now become part of governments.
There's an Islamist ideology, which basically sees in its foundation the idea that the only legitimate system of government is the one that implements Islamic law, the Sharia, fully.
So when we're looking at Minnesota, we see a dynamic change in their political structure. social and economic. When we say the political structure, we're starting to see a lot of refugees running for political office from failed states.
Our Attorney General and our governor spent much of the last 2 years laying the foundation for a plan of opening up other communities in the state of Minnesota to incorporate more of
the... With one heart and voice, we may prostrate ourselves at the throne of heavenly grace and present to our great benefactor sincere and unfeigned thanks for his infinite goodness and mercy towards us from our birth to the present moment, for having above all things illuminated us by the gospel of Jesus Christ, presenting to our view the happy prospect of a blessed immortality, and for our unparalleled ingratitude to the adorable being who has seated us in a land irradiated by the cheering beams of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us fall prostrate before offended deity, confess sincerely and penitently our manifold sins and our unworthiness of the least of his divine favors, fervently implore his pardon through the merits of our mediator, Jesus Christ, forefather and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Elbridge Gerry.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are back in the saddle. We just got back from Colorado. Did an event out there. My radio family. Love my radio family, no doubt about it. And my church family. And, again, we just got back from Johnstown, Colorado, just on Saturday. And so we're back in the saddle. Had a great church service yesterday, and I was really pleased with the outcome. I'll tell you what, folks, when I'm in church or on the radio, I'm learning as we're processing, or being processed, I should say, by the Holy Ghost, as we're being led by the Holy Ghost. And I'm talking about Romans 8:14. So anyways, with that said, friends, I've been telling Americans this since day one. It's not one of those arrogant, I've been telling you this. It's one of those things that the Word of God has been telling us, and I'm just conveying the message of the Word of God as a faithful ambassador as unto heaven on your behalf concerning what's taking place in this country today. So we're going to hit a bunch of little spots with that. If you want to call in at any time, I'd love to hear from you. Pro or con, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, I'm going to be showing you some visuals and videos. If not, you're one of our affiliates. You'll hear me perfectly, and I will paint the picture the best that I can for clarity. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Everything is there that you need. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 31 years, go ahead and check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And one more time, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Regardless of what men say, Church, we are called to be fruit inspectors. I'm talking to Christians, Matthew 7:16-20, so they can say whatever they want. If it doesn't line up with their profession, they're pretenders, they're hypocrites. These are the people that Jesus rebuked. And look at Matthew 23 when you get a moment. Look at the false prophets when you get a moment. Ezekiel 13, Jeremiah 23. Go back to Deuteronomy. You can go to 13 and 17 and 18. It describes false prophets and what they do, or should I say what they don't do. And so anyways, with that, friends, I just want to highlight this. You guys all know who Nancy Mace is, right? She's another one of those individuals that's being sold to the American people as a freedom fighter. And she's just doing her best to let you know she's not going to take it. But these are also a part of the club of the great American appeasers. And what am I talking about? It's all they do is talk big. And remember, they're delivered up. Just like Albert Pike said, and I need you to recollect what I'm saying here. I need to reiterate this point so you understand that, folks, the Masons like to use individuals and deliver them up when the people need heroes. And what America needs is a better definition and understanding of what a hero is, because these are not. And why am I saying that? Because we hear a lot from Nancy Mace. We hear from all these other appeasers, friends. They do nothing but talk big. Now, what she is saying here, though, Nancy Mace, she said, if the president must be born here, so should the rest of the government. Okay, yeah, that's right. That's absolutely constitutional. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution. But folks, we've been listening to the president. We've been listening to Tom Emmer. We've been listening to other said representatives from all over the country that have been doing nothing but magnifying the crimes of what that they themselves are tolerating. And it's not their job to magnify the criminals and give them a pass and do no more. It's their job to magnify the law against their crimes and condemning these individuals for the crimes that they're responsible for. I got a question for the American people when it comes to the likes of Ilhan Omar, Mamdani, El Sayed, Tashida Tlaib. The list goes on all across the country. How many crimes do they need to commit before they're held accountable? That's all I want to know, because we know how it applies to us. And yet we're talking about people that are coming into this country. And as I've said, they are being installed. Don't doubt a word I'm telling you. And yet they commit all these crimes, and for some reason, the crimes have been exposed, Luke 12:2, for almost a decade with Ilhan Omar. And yet she's still there doing the things that she wants to do, regardless of what the Constitution says they can do. So how is it that they can operate in a foreign manner, incumbent, acting out in a way that's treasonous against the people that she's supposed to represent? Now, I'm saying this because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but when America was calling, namely in the state of Minnesota, apply this to your state, because rest assured, it's coming to your state if it's not already in your state. And what I did is I posted a billboard, and the billboard basically just said the way it needed to be said. And let me go ahead and convey this to you so you can understand. The billboard that I made was, Minnesota, the mainstream media and their useful idiots are at it again. Instead of justice by law enforcement within the state and within the borders of the United States of America, apply to your state. Instead of justice, which guards our liberty, prison, and I'm saying just holding over for the term of being judged by jurors, and then deportation, what do they get? What do the American people get from the mainstream media? Well, the mainstream media then turns around and then wants us to believe that we're actually re-electing these individuals to keep acting in a foreign manner in a treasonous fashion towards the people of the state of Minnesota. Isn't that insane? But again, it reflects the American people and what it is that they won't tolerate. Oh, by the way, speaking of Ilhan Omar, it's funny, and I brought this up before, but I need to bring it up again. It's funny how the ignorant individuals in Minnesota, namely on the right, continuously call out what they call the left. You know how that goes, friends. It doesn't exist. But it's interesting how they call them out, namely, look at you keep voting in. Look at you keep voting in. You know, really what people need to do is start looking at those that call themselves right, the right, and ask the question why they haven't enforced the laws against those that they called the left. because they promised to uphold the Constitution and the enumerated laws as well. But is that what they're doing? Absolutely not. But what the right likes to do is say, you know, look what they're doing. No, look what they're getting away with because you're letting them get away with it. I'm going to come right back to this point when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com has to get to the point with the American people where they say no more of this stuff. Because what we have is the fox guarding the chicken coop when it comes to those that should be enforcing the law. We'll be right back.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content, yes, you, to spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed about content. To change my life.
And it's all happening here.
Come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding
that opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at Cats.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, my name's Tom Raymond of Tennessee, retired Marine trooper and postal worker. My life's always been centered around service to God, family, and country. I've known Bradley Dean and his family for many years, fully supporting his work with teens especially, radio podcasts to include Sunday Church, and sonsofliberty.com website, chronicling Christian and geopolitical news. I hold Bradley up in prayer and financial support his mission.
Oh, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So I'm just going over here and I'm highlighting the fact that you got another American appeaser. You got new American appeasers because like Trey Gowdy, the great American appeaser, and Jason Chaffetz, the other great American appeaser, and Ted Cruz, the other great American appeaser. You know, the ones that all talk big, like Daryl Issa, another great American appeaser, like Rand Paul, another great American appeaser. No justice. They just talk big, and they continuously fleece their constituents for more money. Well, they do nothing with what it is that's been given to them, okay? Nancy Mace joins the ranks, okay? That's all they're doing, Americans. Listen to me. I need those that are here at the show every day. I need you to do your job. I need you to take 5 minutes when you're done, and I need you to share these with people, these articles. Not just the articles, but also these radio shows in these social media broadcasts. I need you to take 5 minutes and share it with the people because this isn't a game. Again, that's all you have to do is test what I'm telling you. First of all, put it up against the Word of God And then what you want to do is you want to look at Europe. You want to look at these other countries that are actually giving aid to those that are destroying their own countries. Now, some might even think it's funny. I don't know how that is. But did you know that right now in Austria, for example, here, I want to show you this.
Tatsächlich um sich greifenden Islamophobie.
I'll interpret.
Wird noch der Tag kommen, wo wir alle Frauen bitten müssen, ein Kopftuch zu tragen. Alle. Als Solidarität.
Okay, so what he's saying, friends, is I'm playing a video, affiliates, and this is the president of Austria saying to all the women in his country, they are now required to wear head coverings. They're all required now to wear hijabs. See, it's not, folks, you listen to me again. So in 10 years, in 20 years, you're not completely enslaved, and then the Lord brings back to your ears what you failed to respond to. When I'm telling you this stuff now, because I've been telling you this stuff for 30 years. And now all of a sudden it's coming to pass, and then people are freaking out about it. No, it's because, remember, you didn't want to listen to me the first time I told you this. You thought I was way out there, just like I was on the gay agenda, just like I was on the voter fraud issue, just like I was when it came to the said mRNA death jabs. Nobody wanted to listen, no matter how many times we told them, until after the fact. Well, listen to me now. What they're doing in Austria right now, by making women wear hijabs. You better understand that they're mercenaries. This is a United Nations agenda. That's why they're alluring the most ignorant portion of the world, geographically from the Middle East, to bring them into countries as they play the victims. And then once they get into those prospective countries, they begin to attack the people that helped them. See, it's not about them assimilating to the ways of the countries that they enter in or are afforded asylum. No, that's not what it is. Because once they get there, then they force the other people to assimilate to their ways. And it's exactly what is happening in Austria right now. Folks, let me just say this through a little frustration. For the life of me, I do not understand how a majority of the people give way to the one in the twos that are playing the Judas in the face of treason. Luke 22:48. Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. But guess what, friends? It's happening. It's happening. And don't think for one moment it can't happen here. The Lord used less than 3% of the population at the very beginning of the country to establish what it is that we have today. And you better bet your bottom dollar they're a small portion. There's only 3.3 million Muslims in America right now that are outbreeding the rest of you. Well, you're allowing your government to allure them in and allowing your said representatives to murder 80 million babies. Do the math. Figure it out. What's going on? Well, when you play the Judas towards the Lord is going to allow individuals to play the Judas to you. That's why the message is, again, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, I want you to see this really quick, because Todd Starnes, speaking of Ilhan Omar again, this was the first cycle that she was installed into the 5th District, the highest recruiting rate for the CIA creation of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. 90-minute delay in counting the vote in Ilhan Omar's Minnesota congressional primary. At 9:22, only 5% of the vote had been counted. And just 15 minutes later, out of nowhere, voila, 99.5% of the votes had been counted, and Omar was declared the winner. Todd says here, nothing to see here, folks. Just keep on walking. No. See, he's passing this off like it doesn't need our immediate attention. And folks, we need to understand, I can tell you from the state of Minnesota right now, there's massive voter fraud going on, and that's how these said Muslims that mean to conquer us are installed into office. And how they're surviving the crimes that they're committing against the people, it's because of the said other representatives that have been installed through voter fraud that are attacking us, that are protecting those that are committing the act of treason. They're accomplices to the crime. We're finding the same thing out here right now in the state of Minnesota, from the top, from the governor to the attorney general, both been installed. And then we also look at the secretary of state being called out right now and exposed for massive voter fraud. But let me go back to another appeaser here, and I'm getting really short with this guy. I like what I know of Tom Emmer. He's a said representative in the 5th District here in the state of Minnesota, and me and Tom have always gotten along, and I don't not like this guy, but I'm getting tired of listening to the individual just talk about what needs to happen, but it never happens. He's falling in line with the appeasers, and I believe that the American people are starting to finally listen to what I've been crying in the wilderness for the last how many years? Listen to this.
I don't care where you come from, but if you come to this great country, you have to understand you're coming here to be an American. We celebrate everyone's culture. We're happy with that, as long as you are an American. Celebrate your culture. I don't care. Italian, Polish, Somali, okay? But they don't assimilate. And if they don't assimilate, then they should go the hell back to where they came from.
Okay, wait a second. So we're listening from a said representative, a congressman, on the federal level, saying to the people that I'm assuming here, friends, without it, well, let me be candid, okay? He's appeasing the people because he's done this several times. He was also a partaker of helping these people come in the state. But in all fairness, friends, I do want to go back and say, so is it your job, said representative, to say to those people that mean to conquer we the people and they refuse to assimilate to our laws? That they should just go back then? Wait. They already came over illegally. They've already transgressed the law. From that point on, it just gets easier and easier for them. Are we going to stand back and play stupid, friends, like the criminals are going to, they're going to actually correct themselves? They're going to reprove themselves? No, absolutely not. Not in any sense of the word. So why are we listening to reps saying that if they're committing the act of treason and they come here and they're not assimilating, which means they mean to conquer, then they just need to go back? Wait a second. Isn't that your job, Tom? Absolutely, it's his job. Isn't that your job, Nancy Mace? Absolutely it is. But listen to me, friends. It's a UN initiative. That's why they're not doing anything about what's going on. Let's listen to the rest of this. Just tell the people what they want to hear, and that's what I'm hearing.
Guess
right
what?
Here.
There is nothing racist about calling out a criminal. So when I say that it's time. I mean, this is what they do in the great state of Minnesota. You know, our culture, that Scandinavian culture. By the way, I better make it clear before I go any farther. Minnesotans, are there any here? Ah, good. Then let me just say. Okay, well, born, yeah, you're wearing that hat. You must be from northern Minnesota, the Iron Range. No. Probably closer to Iowa. No, I'm going to leave that alone. The reason I bring it up is because I tell people regularly, Minnesota did not create passive-aggressive behavior, but we did perfect it, okay? And I happen to be more on the aggressive-aggressive side, which doesn't always work in Minnesota, as Ralph will tell you. You know, sometimes Minnesotans are so afraid that you're going to call us a racist, you're going to call us an Islamophobe.
He's right.
You're going to call us
he's right
some
what he's
name
saying here.
That we just don't want to get into that fight. You know what? I would argue that I never did care. But I'm done being careful, even the least bit. Careful.
Well, you know what? Praise God that you said that, Tom. But you know what? Action speaks a lot louder than words, my friend. And it's time that we get the action while we still have the time to bring it. Okay? We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I'll take those calls in just a second.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
George Washington said, "If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like the sheep to the slaughter." Benjamin Franklin falls in suit when he said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics derive their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the action of the magistrates." He continues on and says, "Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel." Benjamin Franklin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, I've got more to come here, friends, as far as information. I'm going to go ahead and pull up our friend Bob, calling in from Texas. And hang on a second with me, Bob. Okay, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Bob? I can barely hear you, man.
Well, I'm talking as best I can.
Okay.
There's no speaker, and I'm getting some reverberation, but it is so simple. The first sentence of U.S. law, page one of the Declaration, first sentence, laws of nature and nature's God. That's creation in the Bible. And Blackstone said, no human laws could be suffered to contradict these. That's all we have to protect.
Yep.
Is creation and the Bible. And the preachers, nobody knows that. especially the preachers.
I'm with you, guy. You know, it's interesting, Bob, that you're calling from Texas, and I wanted to show something to you. If you're on social media platforms right now, Texas, pay attention. A Republican Party candidate for Texas Governor Greg Abbott won the Republican primary out of 11 Republican candidates, 82% of the vote he won. Do the people in, and I'm asking you, Bob, do the people in Texas realize that Greg Abbott is a Zionist, just like Ron DeSantis over in modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, showing homage by kissing the wall, creating hate law crimes against the American people if they dare speak out against the Zionists, who are not Jewish, Revelation 3:9. Are the people aware of the fact that he's a total sellout? He's a turncoat? He is a Judas to the people of the state? Because for people to keep going the same direction with Abbott, who's given way for decades to the issues that you guys are dealing with there in the state of Texas, it bewilders me that people are that willfully blind. I think the people in the state of Texas, like a majority of the people across the country, instead of being told the truth, what they want to do is they want to be take one of their fingers and put it on their eyeballs. I mean, some of these people, you could transport them to the sun, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. What say you of Greg Abbott?
Texas is all hat and no cattle. They're just as ignorant as everybody else across the United States. He violated his oath the first 17 months of COVID, and it should have been removed from office. He just got big accolades because he drew back $1 billion for Islamic law education.
Yeah.
And everybody's giving him big back slaps. Why the hell did he give it to him in the first place?
Yeah, of course he did. So did Paxton. I just seen a thing with Ken
Paxton. You and I have to sit down about Paxton sometime because he's the most hated man by evil people in the United States.
Yeah, well, this is what I want to
say. He's been following me for a long time on Twitter. I've met him in person multiple times. He signed up twice for the Blackstone Book Club. And if there's anybody better, name him.
Again, Ken Paxton was just, what, a month and a half ago, busted with his mistress, taking her out of the country. He calls himself a Christian. Yesterday, I seen a video of him standing in front of a false prophet, telling him he gave him a piece of rock to basically jam in the middle of the state of Texas because the Lord told him that he was going to take care of the Muslim invasion. No. The Lord is behind the Muslim invasion. If anybody takes the time to read the Bible, they'll understand that the Lord is sovereign in the wheel and the wall, and I continuously say this. But here we have the false prophets patting on the back of the likes of Paxton, who's unfaithful towards his wife. And if he's unfaithful towards his wife, he's unfaithful towards his God. And if he's unfaithful towards his God, how can he be faithful to the people of the state? He is another installed individual selling out his people. And again, when it comes to Texas, it bewilders me at times that Texans, they claim to be something that we're finding to be just the opposite in like so many other states that we get to observe. And it's really kind of disheartening to see, but we'll just take the time to undergird the truth that needs to be thrown out there regardless if they want to bring it or not. So I'll give you the last word, Bob.
Texas is all hat and no cattle. This whole deal with this mistress honeypot has happened so many times. And it was always the very top of the list, you know, the most constitutional on Alex Newman's New American Magazine Freedom Index. So all men are subject to falling. They can be tempted. And the devil is hitting our best ones harder than anybody.
Okay. Totally appreciate the phone call. I truly do. Bev, calling in from Wisconsin. What say you, Bev?
Hello there. That last caller was the interesting because I don't believe Abbott was even elected. I believe all elected.
Yeah, they are selected. There's no, I mean, we've heard from presidents say that they are not elected by the people. They're selected, and this is back in the 1930s. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, but to blame the, that's bogus. Anyhow, as far as the jihad people.
Bev, you're coming in and you're going out. You're coming in and you're going out.
Is this any better now?
Yes.
Okay. As far as the hijabs, if these people take us over, they've even said it. But the funny thing about it is when I drive around, tired of being spied on cameras and stuff, I always think about how to job just so they can't see me.
You're right. Right. You're coming in really bad, Bev. I don't know what's going on your end. Folks, if you're going to call in, please make clear. We're broadcasting across the country, so make sure you got a good connection. Don't know what went on there, Bev, but I appreciate your phone call. We got the gist of it. Let's move on from what we were talking about just a moment ago concerning, it's not just Minnesota. It's happening all over the country right now. What we just found out through Alpha News in the state of Minnesota is since 2007, Minneapolis has operated a loan program designed to comply with Islamic law. So again, I just kind of want to sit there because I remember in the fourth grade, the teacher asked a question. And to me, it was the easiest answer in the world. And the question was asked concerning a picture of a little boy that had a bloated stomach. And he asked in front of the whole class, can anybody tell me why that little boy's stomach is bloated? And I raised my hand and I said, Mr. Scala, it's because he's starving. And right when I said he was starving, the entire class, about 30 kids, started to laugh at me. And as they started to laugh at me, Mr. Scala looked at all of them and said, you can go ahead and laugh at Bradley all that you want to, but Bradley's right. He's starving. This little boy was starving. Folks, what I'm telling you, this is a United Nations agenda. These people are assimilating. Power and control is being handed over to them to attack we, the people. And if it wasn't true, then why is it they're getting away with it? I'm just asking you the question. Folks, there comes a point where the people of this country need to take things in hand. Because we see that there's said injustice system. They call it the justice system. They're not delivering justice any longer. They're actually protecting those that are committing the act of treason against us. We're seeing this from the governor. We're seeing this from the attorney general. We're seeing this from the secretary of state. One of the questions that I asked the American people last week, having 35 jihadi camps in America after 2009, two major outlets actually reported the truth of the matter. 35 jihadi camps in America. Where's the FBI? I'm asking. Where's the FBI? I thought the whole purpose of the FBI was to keep them out, to protect us from them. No. Do you guys all remember back in New Mexico? This is probably 8-9 years ago now. I got an article on it. I could get the exact date, but for the sake of time. Do you remember when they found a little boy dead in a tunnel that was man-made? And then they also found little boys, 11, 12, 13 years old, that were being raised up. They were from the Middle East, and they were raising them up in America, in New Mexico, to commit the act of mass murder in public schools. And do you remember when they were exposed? And then the individual that was running the camp, he was from the Middle East. He was interconnected with people over in New York. And what's interesting is before we knew it, the FBI got involved and they destroyed all of the evidence. Boy, that sounds familiar. September 11th. Not saying anything here, friends. When do we figure out who the problem is? When do we figure out who's doing the attacking? When do we figure out, when do we take the time to sit down and ask ourselves the honest questions and saying, if this was the reason that they were put in place and they were created, then how is it that they're not protecting us? They're actually attacking us on the behalf of those that are being protected, as I've said 15 times during the show, that are being installed into this country, and they're foreigners, and they're running antithetical to who we are, and they mean to enslave us. Now, again, I want you to stop and think about this, because I've showed you this visual several times concerning the Zionist, how they say the Muslims are in their hand to sweep away their political opposition. Oh, this is a long history of things that we need to pay attention to, friends, because it's happening again. Who's behind it? They're using the Muslims as a smokescreen, when in fact it's the Zionists that are pulling the strings. We better take things in hand pretty quick here, friends. That's what I can tell you. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
My name is Lisa Mead, and I live in Farragut, Tennessee. I've been in church my entire life, and I feel like the church has changed, but God's Word has not changed. The church service that Bradley Dean leads every Sunday morning is a breath of fresh air. He teaches the entire Bible, and his teaching from God's Word magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Sunday, my husband and I look forward to the church service because Bradley honors Jesus by speaking truth that all of us need to hear. I don't want to be entertained, but need to hear the truth of God's Word. I'm so grateful and thankful to be part of the church family. Bradley's message through the Holy Spirit leads me to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and there's no better place to be. Thank you, Bradley, for answering God's call to lead the church service so that people will hear the truth that is so desperately needed today.
BBSradio.com.
Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. I'm going to show you something here, folks. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, social media platforms, Sons of Liberty Media.com, and or Before It's News.com. Again, if you want to call in, final segment. 281-845-4704. Wanted to show you this. This is all a guy by the name of James O'Keefe. You all know who he is, right? Project Veritas. Before I get into this, well, you know what? I'll show it to you afterwards. But it shows him, and it says, freaking, F-R-E-A-K-I-N-G, nuts, is what it says. And then it shows on this picture, controversial voter vouching law faces renewed scrutiny after viral video. And so this is kind of going full circle to what I started off with concerning the fact that there's massive voter fraud taking place in the United States of America. Nothing else, friends, nothing else can prove the point of what I'm telling you than what I'm showing you right now. And what I'm highlighting, what I'm saying, that these individuals are installed to do the things that they're doing. Again, cross-check everything I'm telling you. You judge them by their fruits. You know something seriously wrong when you're listening to all the said good guys that are sold to you as the good guy sit there and do nothing but highlight the crimes of those that they're tolerating. Again, if justice guards our liberty, then what does injustice bring about? Reads Proverbs 21, verse 7. It isn't good. You also can read Amos 6:3 when you get a moment, because it's going to come to your front door. I played a video last week where they said they're going to bring it into every house in America. Folks, you better stand up for yourselves, regardless of what the corrupt are not doing. Keep in mind, those powers that are failing to deal with those that mean to conquer us are also the ones trying to attack our Second Amendment. They're trying to disarm us in the face of those that mean to conquer us. I'm just saying what you're all thinking, and you know it's true. Let me go over back to James O'Keefe, and I want you to see a short video. You'll hear a short video of him disguising himself, going into the state of Minnesota. Again, this is going on all across the country, okay? Florida as well, Texas, Ohio, California, New York. The list goes on. Michigan, right? Man in disguise exposes himself, or he's in disguise. He exposes the Minnesota voting fraud. Forgive me, I should have said that. That's not what he's doing. He's exposing voter fraud here. Check this out.
The vouching.
Yeah. The vouching for.
I vouch for them.
Oh, great.
Is that okay?
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, if you're all in the same precinct,
yes.
And you are already registered, which looks like you are, then you can vouch for them as ID for them.
Oh, good.
She says to me, I say, they do not need ID. She says, you are the ID.
He is the ID.
See, I am the ID.
And no ID needed. I just vouch for them.
Well, you're the ID.
I am the ID. It's good. How many people may I vouch for?
Eight.
I can vouch for the people
in the state that are sitting at the voting booths are actually telling this individual how you can take him serious. I don't know. He's speaking in a foreign language. He's just trying to mimic someone speaking in English that speaks a foreign language. And he's basically committing the act of voter fraud. And they're telling him, you don't need ID. You are the ID. And then he said, how many people can I bring in to vouch? And they said up to eight people. So again, what they're doing is they're proving the fact that there's massive voter fraud going on in the state of Minnesota. And it's happening right in front of our faces. I don't care how much the mainstream media wants to demonize people that are saying it's not happening. It's absolutely happening. It's absolutely happening, friends. One thing about James O'Keefe, I just want to throw this out there, because I've been in contact with him in the past about going into high schools and exposing what's going on in high schools. Well, he never wanted to take the time to do that, which I thought was odd. And there's been quite a few things that I've noticed with James O'Keefe, former CEO of Veritas Project, or Project Veritas. And one of the things that I notice is it's interesting how he gets access to the things that he gets access to. And when he does expose anything, or what he does expose, why is there no justice? Is he another little decoy for the American people to appease the American people to believe that James just exposed them? Now justice is sure to fall. Well, it never happens, friends. And that's not an exaggeration. That's the truth of the matter. The reason I'm saying that is because if you look right here online, there were some articles also written about James O'Keefe as being a CIA asset. Okay? Now, people don't understand this, but you have to understand something. It's like Candace Owens. It's like any of the other conservatives that are put up, and they're unimpeded. They're never throttled. They're never censored. They're making all of this money. You have to understand that they're controlled opposition, just like Fox News. A good portion of them, controlled opposition. They're taught to stay in line, okay? The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. Well, James O'Keefe is a huge part of that. Is he not? Is he not? Are the useful idiots in the mainstream media not a huge part of controlling and leading the opposition? Absolutely they are. Again, if it weren't true, what I'm just proposing to you, you can decide for yourselves, and you're going to come back and you're going to say, Bradley, I remember when you said that. And I'm going to say, yep, I told you that, because they're not easy or they're not hard to figure out. They're really not. I mean, if you're just one that believes the mainstream media, you're going to go right along with the rest of them. And you are. And the rest of us are going to be illegally censored by big tech, and that's what's happening. But now let me go back again, because I'm just kind of peppering two or three different points here. And I want to bring you back now to Penny Flanagan, or Peggy Flanagan. She's the lieutenant governor from the state of Minnesota. She's one of those individuals that's a part of the massive voter fraud. Oh, here, let me just go ahead and show you. You can see it for yourself.
Responsibility, the lieutenant governor, for those fraud schemes that have taken place in your state over the last several years?
I would say, you know, the governor says the buck stops with him. More should have been done sooner, and I agree. And now we know
look at this
100
seriously,
people
what a freak.
Have been charged, 60 have been convicted.
Okay, so she's talking about how 100 people have been charged. Yep, and guess what? 98 of them were Somalians. Oh, by the way, Penny Flanagan right here, Peggy Flanagan, she wants to make sure that just like the governor and just like the attorney general, they want to make sure that they can bring in up to 300% more Muslims from Somalia. And she's sitting here trying to pass the buck like she doesn't know what in fact is going on here. You can't make it up, okay? I also want to show you something, because this is one of the things that I've highlighted over and over again, how the Muslims are in fact methodically following in line the sodomites, the homosexuals. And some might get mad about that. Get mad all that you want to. Get mad at yourself for allowing the crimes that you've allowed these men to commit against little children. That's who you should be mad at. And don't sit there and tell me about how much you love these people, yet you withhold the word of God from them, when the Lord said it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. Be angry with yourselves for what you tolerated, and quit passing the buck and being angry with those that are in fact telling you the truth. Here, look at this. This is Penny Flanagan, the nominee for Senate in Minnesota. Part of the massive $30 billion fraud in Minnesota. She wants more Islamic migrants invading the state and instituting Sharia law. She is here dressed up with a hijab on. Don't tell me this isn't by design. Again, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. But I want to go back to the sodomite agenda, and I want you to listen carefully to what Peggy Flanagan, she's trying to normalize. I want you to listen carefully.
The law does not set a minimum age for gender-affirming care.
This is brand new.
Do you believe there should be one?
I mean, I believe that what we need to do is make sure that people have access to health care. Frankly, that's one of the reasons.
She wants to make sure that little children that want to be the opposite of what they are and how the Lord created them, Genesis 5:3, they should have access to health care to go ahead and tear away at their organs so they can become the gender of their choice. Well, let me tell you something. The Lord already decided that. He already decided that. This is also the same, whatever you want to call it, this abomination right here. They want you to believe that the people of the state of Minnesota reelected. They want her back into office. Folks, really? Where are they at? I want to know. Who is voting to make sure that doctors can tear away at the bodies of little children, can advocate for pedophilia, can steal away kids from parents in the state and bring them across the border, and kidnap them and bring them across the border and to give foster parents over to those kids? Who's voting for that? Hey, folks, I'm asking you, who's voting for that? I want to tell you who's voting for that. Nobody's voting for that, but this is how they're being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. This is how they overthrow, and it's what you're tolerating, Minnesota, in the United States, that needs to stop.